From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama said today the U.S. is appalled and outraged by the crackdown on opposition protesters in Iran, but he stopped short of outlining any consequences to the Iranian government, NPR Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama turned up the rhetorical heat during a White House news conference denouncing the Iranian crackdown in his strongest language to date. The president's underlying message, though, was unchanged, as he said what's most important is what happens inside Iran, and he insisted he was not responding to U.S. critics who've urged him to be more outspoken.
Only I'm the president of the United States, and I've got responsibilities in making certain that we are continually advancing our national security interests.
Mr. Obama repeated that the U.S. does not want to provide ammunition to Iran's government by appearing to meddle in that country's politics. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Washington, D.C. emergency officials, joined by officials with the National Transportation Safety Board, now say all of the victims of yesterday's D.C. Metrorail crash have been found, with a death toll in what is being described as the system's worst ever accident, now set at 9. Scores of others were injured when one train ran into the rear of another during rush hour. The NTSB is in the early stages of its probe, has been focusing on the subway train involved in the crash, one of the oldest in Metro's fleet. The agency raised alarms about older model trains after a crash in 2006. It's not clear what caused the crash. Ford Motor Company is receiving billions of dollars in loans from the federal government to retool U.S. plants. From member station WDET in Detroit, Brian Larson has more.
Ford will get $5.9 billion in loans to refit 11 plants. It's part of a total of $8 billion in federal money announced by the Department of Energy aimed at building more fuel-efficient vehicles. Nissan will receive $1.6 billion, and Tesla Motors will pick up $425 million. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu made the announcement at Ford's Research and Innovation Center.
These loans will help the auto industry meet and even exceed the president's tough new fuel standards while creating jobs, reducing our dependence on foreign oil, and ensuring America's competitiveness.
Ford CEO Alan Mulally says the money will help the automaker transform two truck plants to manufactured cars. He says the automaker already has a plan to pay the loan back. For NPR News, I'm Brian Larson in Detroit.
The interest rate-setting arm of the Federal Reserve began the first day of a two-day meeting in Washington today, though most analysts expect when all is said and done, the Fed will take no action on rates. The Fed pushed interest rates to near zero at the end of last year and is expected to maintain that rate possibly through the remainder of this year. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 16 points to end the day at 8,322. The Nasdaq lost a point. The S&P 500 was up 2 points today. This is NPR. Airplane builder Boeing announced today it is again postponing the test flight of its long-awaited 787 Dreamliner. The company says part of the plane needs to be reinforced before that can occur. The inaugural test flight of the 787 was originally expected in late 2007. However, it's been put off because of production problems. Customers have expected to get the first of the new jets in the first quarter of next year, some 2 years behind schedule. National Commission on Prison Rape is out with a report today on the state of sexual abuse in the nation's prisons, and it found many facilities are reporting problems that need to be addressed. NPR's Laura Sullivan has more.
The commission's report is several years late and costs twice as much as planned, but it found that almost 5% of all inmates reported being sexually assaulted in the previous year. The report finds that prisons don't have enough outside oversight to correct the problem, and they don't do enough inside to make sure the assaults don't happen. The panel recommends that prison and jail officials create a written zero-tolerance policy, create a standardized system for inmates to report rape, and provide counseling when it does happen. According to the commission, rape cuts across all groups, both male and female, but some are more vulnerable than others: juveniles, small inmates, and those new to prison. The attackers were also slightly more likely to be prison or jail staff members. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.
Even Harvard is apparently feeling the heat with a dwindling endowment resulting from the current economic downturn. The university announced today it's cutting 275 staff jobs. Harvard President Drew Faust says the cutbacks come at a time the Ivy League school's endowment has fallen by 22% to around $28.7 billion. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.